The analogy that is usually given for explaining the curvature of space is to try to imagine someone from a universe of flat surfaces who had never seen a sphere being brought to Earth. No matter how far he roamed across the planet's surface, he would never find an edge. He might eventually return to the spot where he had started, and would, of course, be utterly confounded to explain how that had happened. Well, we are in the same position in space as our puzzled flatlander, only we are flummoxed by a higher dimension. Just as there is no place where you can find the edge of the universe, so there is no place where you can stand at the center and say, "This is where it all began. This is the centermost point of it all." We are all at the center of it all. Actually, we don't know that for sure. We can't prove it mathematically. Scientists just assume that we can't really be the center of the universe, think what that would imply, but that the phenomenon must be the same for all observers in all places. Still, we don't actually know. For us, the universe goes only as far as light has traveled in the billions of years since the universe was formed. This visible universe, the universe we know and can talk about, is a million, 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 that's one followed by 24 zeros, miles across. But according to most theories, the universe at large, the meta-universe, as it is sometimes called, is vastly roomier still. According to Rees, the number of light-years to the edge of this larger, unseen universe would be written not with 10 zeros, not even with 100, but with millions. In short, there's more space than you can imagine already, without going to the trouble of trying to envision some additional beyond.